This is Talk CNY, presented by NBT Bank, a semi-monthly podcast by Center State CEO, Central New York's premier leadership and economic development organization. Join us as we meet the people and explore the projects driving the regional economy forward. This is Talk CNY, presented by NBT Bank. I'm Katie Zolkowski, Director of Communications at Center State CEO and your host for Talk CNY. Center State CEO's business development work includes helping new entrepreneurs start their very first business, entrepreneurs like Durin Leckie. Durin utilized Center State CEO's small business programming in order to help formalize and grow his business. On this episode of Talk CNY, we speak to Durin about his entrepreneurial journey.
Well, Durin, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Thank you so much for having me today, Katie.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Where are you from? How'd you get into construction? Your journey.
Okay. First of all, I'm Durin Leckie, and I'm originally from Jamaica. And I moved to Syracuse in 2018 to stay with my uncles and wife. And, you know, the journey here has been a rocky road because before this, I was in Maine. I was doing like kitchen work, like work as a chef, you know, and in Connecticut, I was doing some little other stuff with my sister, you know. But also, before schooling, my dad is a contractor. Yeah, and my dad, that guy loved to work. Like, he's the guy that never stopped, you know, and his construction work is very precise. You know, he's a very good talent. Yeah. But I tell you, a very great talent. So I put all of those in a nutshell here in Syracuse, and I'm like, you know, this could be my venture.
So it sounds like it was a first love for you back in Jamaica, a windy road back to it, but now you're here in Syracuse working. You have your own business now, though. What was it that made you want to go that one step further and be an entrepreneur on top of being a carpenter, a construction worker?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think owning, being an entrepreneur, a CEO, a owner for a construction company, you know, I think this thing just come natural. My mind wasn't around being an owner of anything.
Yeah.
So in February 2021, my mom passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, so before that, in December, I can remember when we had a conversation and she'd be like, hey, my son, listen to me. You can be the best version of yourself that you can be. I see so much greatness in your eyes anytime I saw you, and you can be the best person out there. Just don't be afraid to take on challenges. Yeah, and I remember those kind words. She always big me up, you know, because I'm her son. She loves me, you know, and I loved her too.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, from her passing, I was at work, and I asked my supervisor if I can leave because mentally I was distorted.
Yeah.
You know? And I just never had I just couldn't go around nobody. I just have to be with myself a little. I couldn't bear no pressure mentally, you know, because my mom, she was my everything. You know, her prayers, everything that she done for me every morning, early morning, she called me in the mornings, like, you know, pray for me, everything. Her true positive words, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I started thinking about all of that, and it took me a while because I leave Syracuse and I went to Long Island with my cousins just to stay for a little. And while I was there, I decided that I'm not going back to my previous company that I was working with. I decided that I'm trying to find a job differently, different construction company, just a new start, you know, and I've never been employed. So I was nervous because, like, I can't get no job. So I tell myself that, hey, I'm going to create a job for myself then.
Yeah.
Because, like, nobody wants me because I'm in a terrible position of my life, like, at the lowest point. My mom died. My car, while I was driving to Long Island, the engine blown in the fast lane.
Oh.
So it was a rough one. So before that, I was like contemplating. I was asking my cousin, I said, hey, do you think I'm ready for this? You know, do you think I should go on my venture? I feel like I should start. And he said, yeah, man, you are very good. You're very talented.
Yeah.
You know, you can solve a lot of problems, you know, and I know I can solve problems too, mm-hmm. you know, but I just need that assurance from the people that is very close to me.
Mm.
Because like, I'm in this fragile position,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really need assurances, you know, and they gave me that assurance that I need, and I start that one project, and I did an amazing job there.
Yeah.
And that kind of gave me the motivation to push for our next one. And I get the next one from Miss Ruby, where I was doing some painting and did some little sheet rocks. And I was like, wow, I love this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's quite a journey. But I mean, and the reason we're here today is that you have taken part in some of Center State CEO's programming. So how did you go from, you know, taking those one job into Center State's programming and kind of formalizing your business?
January 2022, I was just there in the house. I was just tormented. You know, I'm just trying to find that outlet because like, I'm not, you know, on demand is good,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I could have gone and do different things in my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I want to make sure whatever I settle with, I can get the best out of it, you know. So then I researched and I came up with LedSafe.
Mm.
And I remember LedSafe. I remember the guy, he came and do the inspection. And I called him and I asked him, how do I set up for a class?
Mm.
And they gave me like their date and how much I should pay. So I paid for that session out of my own pocket. It's not like I have a lot because I was just the picker.
Yep.
You know, so I pick, and I still have bills to pay and stuff like that. So I don't bless it money. But I have a goal, you know. So I went in and I took the course on, and I met Jessica Vintigura.
Mm.
She was at the city, like she was a lead coordinator for the city. And when I sat down, I met Jessica. She asked me, hey, do you live in Syracuse? And I said, yes. And she said, okay, I'm from the city and, you know, we always want contractors and you're doing the right thing. So I said, what? Nice. You know, so yeah. In my head now, she said, before I leave, please give me your contact information and stuff like that, you know, and then I'll connect you. And I did that. I make sure I give it to her immediately before we left. And my mind is on that. All right, I'm thinking about,
yeah.
I'm going to be set up, you know, working with the city, which is good, you know, and the county. Yeah, so basically, you know, I get into, you know, the construction, the lead program, you know, lead rehabilitation program with the city and the county.
Mm-hmm.
And I just been doing that right now. You know, but I've done a lot of different works for different, for private clients around in the diaspora of Syracuse and, you know, Casinovia, Skinny Atlas. You know, I've gone so many places just to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in my little white van, my God, we go places.
All around Central New York?
Everywhere.
Or outside of Central New York?
No, we never been, but in Central New York, yes, yeah. We have been a lot of places. Binghamton, Cortland, you know, I go Auburn, you know, we in this pumpkin patch. There's this house that was like this, lean, you know. And nobody thought that house could come back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it did.
Yeah, and Ollie fix it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with Durin, but we have a word from our presenting sponsor, NBT Bank.
I would recommend NBT Bank to any business. My name is Chris Palomino, and I'm the president of Atlas Fence.
Chris had decided to purchase Atlas Fence from the previous owner. He had previous connections at NBT Bank.
NBT Bank provided me equipment financing, doubling our entire production workforce.
It's important to me as a business owner that the decisions of our banking relationship are made locally.
Welcome back to Talk CNY presented by NBT Bank. I'm Katie Zolkowski. I'm here with Duren Lecky, owner of AliFixit. Now, Duren, you were one of the very first Growth and Equity Fund recipients. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about that experience and your work with Center State and our staff?
All right. So working with Center State CEO, this is where my whole construction journey revolutionized. Mm. And this comes down through the same Jessica Vintigora. Hmm. She introduced me to Eric Janowski. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Eric is my guy. Yeah.
And he was on the episode before you. He also gave us your name. You guys are.
Yeah. He's my guy. Eric. Yes. Eric hold my hands. Mm. Yeah, that guy literally hold my hands and direct me, step by step, you know. So everything that he want me to do, he direct me to an accountant, he direct me to like systems just to help me to navigate. He direct me to funds, to funding to help me buy different tools that I needed,
yep.
You know. And so I told him that, all right, Eric, I started to do these city contracts, but, you know, I have to come up front with the capitals, mm-hmm. you know, to purchase materials and labor. So he was like, okay, Duren, all right. So I was saying that I wanted a loan. So he was telling me about the Growth Equity Fund. And he said that I need all the different documentations and stuff like that. So we've been working on that for months, you know. And while it was processing and stuff like that, you know, he kind of tailored me in the direction as to the what I need to do, you know. So for like getting my taxes, because that is important, mm-hmm. you know, get my taxes and from my accountant, make sure that I have a tax return. Through that process, you know, I get all the information and I send it to the underwriters. And but before I go to that, before I had like the meeting with the underwriter, he will be the person like to give me like Ian and Andrew, mm-hmm. you know, and those two guys. Yeah, man.
They helped you get through to the loan process?
Yeah, because like they ushered me through the process. Like they trained me first. Mm. You know, they kind of serious and said, hey, ask me the questions regarding to my business. What are the goals of my business? What's the revenue like? How long does it take for me to get paid from the city whenever I do a job? Mm. You know, or what is like the time between the start and the finish date? All of those. That is what exactly those guys from the underwriters asked me, you know?
So they give you great preparation.
Yes, and ushering, you know, and I was honored to get the group. I don't know if I'm the first.
You were one of the first in the first group of them, yeah.
All right, but I was grateful because what it does, it helps me to kind of have leverage in the company now, you know, instead of like scrapping, because like, Before I got that funding, I was like working. I usually use jobs to take care of the city jobs.
Yep.
So I remember like while they were doing, I remember doing four bathrooms, you know, all at once, because I want to make sure I have enough money to pay my guys, mm-hmm. or I have enough money to buy materials. Mm-hmm. So I was in, when I start working at 9 and I finish at like at 5:36,
yep.
I leave from there, like I reach my next job at 7 in the night, mm-hmm. you know, and I work until about 1 in the morning. And I've done that long. I've done that months.
Yeah.
Months of that. And since I get the growth equity fund, you know, what CEO kind of direct kind of gave me in that sense, you know, it has been a life changer, a business changer.
Yeah, it gives you that capital to not have to do bathrooms until 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's true. It's crazy, you know. But I really appreciate that one where it kind of helped me to kind of relax a little bit and use the money wisely.
Yep.
You know, because like, you know, I got the money to hire two persons, to buy a new van, to pay down on a new van. But now it's strategies.
Yep.
using the money wisely.
Now, you have a whole team with you. It's not just you. I mean, what does it mean to you to have that team and to be able to pay them good living wages and kind of be a business that employs people in this community?
Oh, well, I would say it's nice to have people around. Mm-hmm. I would say the best thing to me as a person, as an employer, is to have employees. Mm-hmm. And is to, you know, kind of help other people. Because, like, what is life without helping? Mm-hmm. You know, if you ask a question, it's not everybody's going to be in good situations, you know, and sometimes people need assurance, you know. So me having my group around me, you know, I take those individuals personally, you know. They're like my brothers, you know. They are the ones that, you know, if I had a problem, you know, all of them, you see, they have great communication skills. They all have great, you know, ways to kind of fix problem, you know. So me having those individuals around, that is good. And me want to employing some more people, you know, I think that would help, you know, because I'm all here for the community, yeah, not for myself only.
Well, Duren, it has been so great talking to you about your journey and all that you've done, and we're looking forward to seeing all that you do in the future as well. So thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Center State CEO's podcast, Talk CNY, presented by NBT Bank, is available on clickcny.com and all major podcast platforms. After each episode, you can join us on Click, where we'll continue to talk about this topic and provide additional resources and links. In Click, you can listen to or watch every episode of Talk CNY. Click is Center State CEO's digital chamber platform, where our members connect, learn, and receive support from our staff. For new episode reminders, be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast listening app. If you're enjoying Talk CNY, consider leaving a quick review or a 5-star rating.